Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
He thought he should do something else, and then we kind of were off page, but that's what this is for. You try to learn those things, and if we get that rep in the game now, we know we're going to be on the same page. We talked it through and had that chance to do it on the practice field.
What are your expectations for Travis this year at 35?
Yeah, I expect Travis to be Travis, man, and obviously the play on the field is going to be high. He's going to go out there with the mentality that we're trying to win the Super Bowl this year because falling short this last year. But then I think more than anything, it's the leadership that he brings to the building every single day and how he leads by example and how he leads vocally. It's a big impact on our football team. And so I expect him to play at a high level and then be an even better leader.
Patrick, it's been a while now, but did you have any serious thoughts that Travis might really say this is it after the season? How engaged were you with him in that time when he was?
We never talked about it. I think you have that in the back of your mind. I mean, for anybody that's played a lot of football seasons, there's always a chance that if they're going to come back and put in the work in the off season. I think everybody wants to play the games, but putting in the work in the off seasons where stuff gets strenuous. And so for him, I think it was just recalibrating, seeing where he's at. And then I mean, from what I've seen, I think y'all can see it, man. He's ready to go. I mean, he's been putting in the work this off season, and he's excited for another chance to make a run at it.
You just figure give him space. I mean, like you didn't want to.
No, I don't ever press guys and stuff like that. And I just thought give him space and let him make that decision on his own because you don't want to have regret either way. I mean, if you come back, you don't want to come back and not give everything you have to it. And if you leave, you don't want to leave too soon. So it's a happy medium that you have to find. Hopefully, I don't have to fight it for a long time. But that's something that every athlete has to deal with in whatever career they have.
Weapons will be healthy, protection should be better this year. When you hear something like that, what can the offense be if all that is true?
Yeah, I mean, I think all you can do is just be better than you were the day before. I mean, obviously, we have an expectation that we're going to go out there and score every single drive, but that comes with a lot of single reps, a lot of practice reps, a lot of time spent with the guys, and so it takes every single person in the building to go out there and have the top offense in the league, and so we have to just go into every practice, every film study, whatever that is, with that mindset that we're going to get the best out of it.
This is the first time in a while that you've come into this camp with your receivers having been here before a lot of them. Do you notice the difference this time of year with those guys that haven't played in this offense before?
For sure. I mean, I think you saw even at the beginning of last year before Rasheed got hurt, I mean, whenever you have a guy that you've spent that time with and had that connection with, you can hit the ground running because you know those different things. And so seeing that with Xavier this year and Hollywood and Rasheed and Juju and all these guys, man, I mean, they've done a great job of working and continue to work to get even better. And so you can talk about stuff that's happened in prior years, and that's where me and Travis have had so much success is when you get multiple years of reps with guys, you continue to get even better and better on the football field.
But Patrick, when you follow up on that, It seemed like a lifetime ago. 3 years ago, you all were the top offense in the league. Just over the enemies last year. Last 2 years, even though you won a Super Bowl and went back to the offensive dip, injuries, of course, played a factor in the last season. Would it be a disappointment to you with what you have and what you're seeing in practice right now that you all aren't back where you were 3 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal. I mean, you want to be the top offense in the league when you step in the building every single day. But at the end of the day, you want to win the Super Bowl. And so for me, I wasn't as disappointed in not being the top offense as I was at losing the Super Bowl last year the way we lost it. And so our goal is to do whatever we can to win the football game. And hopefully for us, that's being the top offense to go along with the great defense that we have.
The rookies that are on the team now, what have you seen since they've been here and them ascertaining the playbook and getting the reps in with you all? Where would you put them at right now?
Yeah, no, I think it's kind of cool to see. I don't know if it's like an NIL thing or guys staying in college longer, but it's a very mature group. It's guys that come in and they know how to work. They know how to get after it, but they're learning quickly. And so to hear them talk and to hear them do different things, I don't know if they've transferred or whatever it is. They've been in different offenses, but they have a good understanding of football. And so now it's about teaching them how to work to the standard that Coach Reed has. And for any rookie, that's going to be a challenge. But I thought these guys did a great job of picking up on it.
But people are playing with like a Josh Simmons. Getting it?
Yeah, Josh is doing a great job, man. And he's getting healthier and healthier every single day. And he's doing a great job of learning. I mean, he's getting the ultimate test going against Spags and seeing the blitzes that he's going to see. And so he'll continue to get more and more reps. But he's doing a great job with the whole process, and I'm excited for him to get even healthier going into training camp.
We saw the bring boxes out there. Mm-hmm. Are those this year kind of a painful reminder of the way the season ended, or a symbol of what the team accomplished getting to the Super Bowl?
A little bit of both. I mean, I appreciate it because I know at the end of my career I'll look back and remember those times with that team. But obviously the ultimate goal is a Super Bowl ring, and so you have a little bit of the – you appreciate it because you know what you did with that team, but it's a reminder for you to go out there and be even better. I put it this way. I put those, like, in my safe, and I put the other ones on top of my safe. I keep both, but some of them I showcase a little bit more.
Patrick, what does the next month look for you? I know you probably take some personal time, but how do you stay in tune football-wise over the next month or so?
Yeah, it's a lot of working out. This is like when Bobby gets excited because he knows I'm going to be in the gym working out. And so it's a lot of working out, throwing with some of the guys that will be in town, and then spending some time with my family just because knowing that I'll be in football season and miss a lot of that time. So there'll be a lot of parks and water parks and stuff like that to go along with a lot of football workouts.
You always wish it was a little more time because it seems like it's shorter and shorter.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how it works, man. It just seems like the off season gets shorter and shorter every single year. But that's part of the process, man. I think Coach Reed's done a great job of kind of pulling back a little bit in some of these OTA-type days just to kind of keep guys' legs under them. But I think it's like 4 weeks. I'll spend as much time with my family, try to stay in shape as best as possible, and be ready to go whenever we step on that football field in St. Joe.
A couple more.
How many times have you watched the Super Bowl, and I guess what did you learn?
I haven't watched it too many times. I mean, we did some like film study, and you do scheme stuff. But you watch it after the game, and you see it in the scheme and stuff like that. You take away the positives, but obviously you got to learn from the negatives. Obviously, the Philadelphia's defense had stuff on us with Coach Fangio that they did a great job of taking away our best stuff. And so learn from that, have stuff to counteract that, and be ready to go this next season.
Let's go last one, Nick.
Patrick, with whether it's Jalen or Josh, how do you work on building that chemistry with them since you guys have been on the field together?
Yeah, it takes reps, man. I mean, I think Coach Hegg does a great job of kind of putting guys in different spots, getting JT back as well. I mean, you got guys bouncing around from right tackle to left tackle to go along with those three to four guys in the middle there. And so it's just going to take more and more reps of learning what they do. They learn me, but that's why we get those long drive drills in training camp. You learn those guys and whenever guys are tired and what they're really going to do and what they're going to go to. And so I think we did a great job this first little set here in OTAs and in mini camp, but it'll be the ultimate test in training camp of getting on the same page with those guys.
Thank you, everybody.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.